What's up, guys?
Tell us a little bit about the decision to let Kevin Ogletree and Ahmad Black go. What weren't you getting out of those two guys that you needed?
Just, you know, like every move we make, we just thought that was best for the team at this time. And Mark and I, you know, discussed it at length. We have a time here with a bye week where we have an opportunity to kind of regroup a little bit and some personnel moves, some schematic moves. There'll be a couple things that we kind of work through.
So maybe more to come?
You never know. You know, we're trying to make, trying to get the team in the best position to win when we get started again in the Philly week. So whatever we can do to make our team better, we're going to do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. As it stands now, who would take sort of that slot receiver role if you had to deal with who you have on the roster now?
Oh, we'll see. You know, when we get to game week, we have plenty of, you know, all the receivers that are on the roster. They have an opportunity to be that guy, and we'll make a decision next week.
Owusu, a guy who might have made this team had he stayed healthy through camp and the preseason? Were you that impressed with him when you saw him?
Well, it's hard to predict, right? You don't know. He had some really good early practices. Struggled in his first game a little bit, but you know, you can't predict what would have happened. He did get hurt, unfortunately. He's close to being all the way back. I think he's ready to go. So let's give him a chance. See how he does.
What have you seen out here in practice that you like from him since he's been on the practice squad?
Well, he's been running scout team receiver, and he's done a good job.
With Ahmad Black being released, is that a signal that Mark Barron's going to be 100% good to go after the bye?
We hope Mark is going to be good to go after the bye. Yeah, you know, there's no way. Again, how do you predict? But it wasn't a severe thing, so hopefully he'll be okay.
What's your reaction to the news that Josh Freeman is in the Stage 1 program and has been taking medication for ADHD? Is that something you knew about? Is it something that factored into your decision in terms of his status?
You know, by NFL rules, I really can't comment on that, Roy.
Coach, the story coming out yesterday, obviously you know about it. It just keeps adding to the circus-like atmosphere that's surrounding this team. At some point, though, does these distractions just have to stop? I know you say you tried not to hear what's going on outside, but it just seems every second you turn somewhere, there's something new on Josh Freeman.
You're going to have to be more specific in which thing. There's been a few things that came out. So,
well, the story is first of all about ADHD medicine, him testing positive, been in the drug program. He says he's very upset about it and is kind of making the accusations that it got leaked either through this team or through the NFL.
Well, I can't speak to, as I said earlier to Roy, I can't speak to the first issue, and I really don't want to get into what Josh's thoughts are about how things got out. I know what I've done, and I'm 100% comfortable with my behavior, 100%.
Would you worry about that at some point that it's going to creep in here and distract the rest of the team from the focus of trying to win football games?
No, I think we got a strong locker room. Our guys are locked in on what we need to do.
So are you aware of his participation in the Stage 1 program?
Again, I'm not at liberty to comment on that by NFL rules.
Just to be clear, so you're not the source of any confidential information that's been released about Josh Freeman?
Absolutely not.
Greg, Josh was the first or last one to come out to practice today. It looked, at least for the first half hour, that he was not being really involved in any of the practice drills. Is that just by design at this point? Are you trying to get Mike further along, or has he been just isolated?
Well, today's practice was a little different. I mean, it was more of a jog-through corrections-type situation, so only one quarterback was getting those. Dan was actually over on the scout team because he knows exactly where the safeties and things are. So, I mean, yeah, that was really only one guy getting those reps.
Greg, how do you feel personally about a member of your organization having their medical history aired in public like that?
Well, again, certainly that's not what you want to happen at all. But alluding to the, you know, accusations, you know, that I don't appreciate that either when someone's accused of something that's not true. So at the end of the day, it's not a good thing, and we need to just keep moving forward, right? We're beyond it.
At minimum, there seems to just be a huge distrust between the quarterback and the organization. I know Mark is contacting other teams, and you guys have said you'll attempt to trade him, and that's his deal. But would you, as an organization or as a coach, entertain releasing him or trying to come to some agreement? I mean, in other words, I know he's out there today. Will he continue to function on his team, do you think, under this atmosphere or distrust, whatever you want to call it?
Again, those are assumptions you're making, you know, but I know Mark's doing his job and he's working to accommodate Josh and the whole situation. But that's our job. That's what we do. So if you're a Buck, then you do what the Bucks do. And that's how we're going to go.
Can you say that in no way right now this whole issue is affecting the team on the field? Can you say it's having no effect on the team, or do you think it is starting to affect? Is it starting to creep into the locker room anywhere throughout this building?
Well, as I said, I think we have a strong locker room. How can I tell you if there's a 1% effect on our team? That I can't with all 100% tell you. I don't know that. You know, I don't sense that. I think we have a football team that's very angry about how we started the season, and we're trying to make, you know, get it rectified, and that's what this week is.
Did Bruce Arians or his line coach say something to you about the kneel down play this past Sunday? And
no.
You mentioned last night on your show that you wish people would stop complaining about it because here we come, or just get ready for it. Is that something that? Will you rethink that play, or are you going to just stick to that and say that's what we do as a Buccaneer football team right now?
Well, I examine every play, and our staff does every play for its effectiveness. So we'll always examine each play, and, you know, should we still be running it? Should we not still be running it? As I mentioned on my radio show last night, I do leave it up to the players because I know it's not. I mean, I'm not naive that that's a controversial thing, but if our players feel we have a chance to win, they want to win. And last time I checked, that's what we're getting paid to do, go win. So we'll play 60 minutes, and it's an organized play. People know it's coming, and that was really the gist of it.
The players came to you and said, hey, you know what, we're not comfortable with that anymore. Would you change it?
As long as it's not one guy, it's the defense, sure. Yeah, they're the ones doing it, right?
Right.
So,
Greg, a year ago, you guys played markedly better coming out of the bye week and sustained it. Looking back, is there one thing in particular, Greg, that you might have done during that week or two, and could you apply it again?
Well, there's a lot of things we do systematically in a bye week. So we look back first. We have 8 games to look back at, 4 regular season, 4 preseason, examine common threads. Then we have things schematically that we may adjust, some things schematically we may add at the break, both in the offense, defense, and in the kicking game. So that's what we do. It's a busy week. You know, people think you have an off week and it slows down. It really doesn't slow down around here. The weekend, guys will take a little time, but, you know, obviously the players by the CBA tomorrow, they'll be done, and then they won't be back till Monday. But coaches have a lot of work to do before they get a little break. And
was there one thing in particular last year that really made a big significant difference?
No. I think if you know, you just examine everything. And like I said, I don't know if I said it here or I said it on the radio show, but I like the timing of our break. You know, from the beginning of training camp till now is kind of like the dead middle of the entire stretch from training camp open till regular season end. Yeah, so we'll take this little break, and then we'll hit it running when we get back. And as I've said before, I think we have a good football team. We've come up short in 3 games, and then we got beat in a 4th game. So we need to figure out a way to come up on the right end of those because these guys deserve it.
You had mentioned on that, I think it was on the show, that this is the time to self-evaluate for all the coaches, kind of look over those first 4 games. What has been the conclusion of that? And, you know, where would you assess this team right now and just your overview?
Well, we're still dead in the middle of the evaluation. It would be way premature. You know, we just put Sunday's game to bed at around 4 o'clock yesterday. So we've been working on it last night and again this morning. Now we had the players this morning as well. So here we're smack dab in the middle of all those evaluations, studies, reports, all those things.
Greg, how uncomfortable is it now to see Josh Freeman, you know, walking down the hall or maybe getting something to eat? How uncomfortable? Because, you know, you guys have both said you had a good relationship. You talked a lot about life and situations. But in light of what's happened, you know, just seeing him now walking down the hall, how uncomfortable is it?
It's not. It really isn't uncomfortable. You know, I understand the business end of the NFL, and, you know, I believe he does as well. So I can't speak for him, but it's not uncomfortable for me, and I don't believe it is for him with our own relationship. So, thanks, guys.
Thank you.